Good morning, how are you? We have cards for April 20th and 21st, and they are unusual. The Two of Coins, the Five of Coins, and the Sun. The cost of living, after taxes. Quite an unusual spread with a very happy ending and possibly a lesson in geography. This calls for astrocartography, which is the art of divining or discerning the place on the planet where we belong, that is, harmonize and resonate with that spot on Earth that brings out the best in us, where we shine. Or at least less taxes and a more favorable exchange rate. Our minor arcana are of the solid suit of coins, that is, money and physical health, and it's not a great picture. In the past is the Two of Coins, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn, notoriously the juggler, who stands on one leg and juggles two large gold coins on a wharf, a restless sea behind him, as he or she faces us, the audience. On the olden time cards, we see a ship or two trying to get to the dock, but the water is wavy and rough, and the juggler is working those two coins beautifully, managing to keep them moving. The Russian version of the Two of Pentacles or Earth does not show a juggler, but a human in a flowing purple cape, standing carefully, as if afraid to move, and dislodge two coins that seem about to fall off the edges of a rough brown cliff into an abyss. There is a rough blue sea behind him or her, but no ships are coming. The Five of Coins in the center today is simply a card of poverty and estrangement. There are usually two homeless people on the card struggling along through a snowy, dismal scene in rags past a well and warmly lit stained glass window of a church, which they do not enter. This card is not a healthy card, but the Five of Coins never shows us a healthy environment. The Russian card shows us no snow, but two people in rags. The shreds of a purple garment seem to be all that's left of the once billowing beautiful cape worn by the human on the two. On this version, the coins are placed in the picture so that it seems two belong to one and three belong to the other, seated on the ground beside a surreal gnarled sawed-off tree trunk that eerily resembles the brown cliff of the previous card. He or she could be sitting because they only have one leg that we can see, reminding us of the traditional Rider-Waite-Smith picture of the pair of outcasts, one of which struggles along on crutches, or has only one leg. I observed this spread from a few decks, but the traditional version of the Five of Coins seems to make the most sense, as they are passing the traditional church charity, and obviously struggling to find comfort somewhere. On the Morgan Greer card, the poor bandaged, beat-up, tired, and hungry human does fall into the arms of a nun or nurse in the glow of the church window. There is no such relief on the Russian card. No church window. Note that the Russian Orthodox Church is pro-Putin, as if I need to mention that. Churches also don't pay taxes, which is, of course, BS, and I just had to mention that, too, because I can't help myself. So we're making do with more than one job, pooling our resources, and in the cards, at least, seem to have done everything we can. So where are these two homeless people headed? Back to the geography. The Sun, number 19 of the major arcana, is health and happiness. People are emigrating and immigrating all over the planet in the millions looking for their place in the sun. There is a little museum in Palm Springs, which is down the mountain from me, in the lower California desert, which tells the story of the doctor or doctors, I can't recall, but basically settled in the desert for health reasons, specifically respiratory conditions. The sun represents anywhere with a warm or even hot climate. On the card, we see a jubilant, naked, carefree child on a white horse. No stress in this picture whatsoever. Healthcare, no taxes, sustainable living. Why is this too much to ask? Relocating. The sun is said to represent Oceania, which is your geography lesson and mine for the day. Interestingly, according to some old aged coffee-stained notebooks I can't part with, cards from the suit of coins between two and the king are said to represent the UK and Ireland, and between 3 and 10 are said to represent the US West. Or, beware of all enterprises that require new clothes, said Henry David Thoreau, one of my favorites.